Welcome to the latest episode of Cut Through the
Chase.
And today we're talking digital appraisal or appraisals in general.
And I've got to be honest, I've never done one before. So
have you?
No, well, it's a long time since I've done an appraisal,
right? When you were an agent, you say you have to go to the library, open a book, and that reference. Is that what you're saying, right?
Oh, no, they got a PDF. I used to send them a disc, a CD.
Okay. So that shows that Cut to the Chase 2024 is different from what Aaron was succeeding back in the day. Unless it wasn't a floppy disk. It was a CD.
No, it wasn't that old.
Yeah. Ooh, all right, Carl. So look, I get asked this often because I talk about my digital strategy where I do a lot of digital appraisals. And last year I did 650 digital appraisals. You know, obviously I pay for the leads to come in my database. And when I look at in-person appraisal, I did over 500. So you're looking at about 1,300 appraisals a year.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Half and half. Half in person, half digitally.
Correct.
Okay.
And I would say that 75%, 3 out of 4 of the in-person appraisals, I'll do them as quickly as I would do a digital appraisal. And I swear to God, I do not spend more than 90 seconds, 120 seconds on each appraisal. Because if you spend an hour on looking at comparable, and look, Davis, there is always the purple house on the hill, you know, 3 hectares and like multiple dwelling. Okay. I'll probably spend half an hour on that.
But
you're looking at a bread and butter in Albany or in Massey or in Waterview, you know, 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom on half a section with a CV that is average with everyone else's.
Yeah, but when you do the volume you do, to be fair, it's easy. You're doing, you know, 10 sales a week for a lot of people that are watching, yes.
But here is my thing, though. Like, you want to scale as a team or as an individual agent to have the ability to do the many appraisals, to get that busy. And if you spend 45 minutes on every single appraisal that you do, you've got 43 minutes that you lost that you could get more business. And here is the point of Cut to the Chase. How can you get better by saving time?
Yeah.
What you do with the time is up to you. What I do with my time these days, spend it with the kids. What I was doing with my time 4 years ago, is chasing, getting more business, right? So doing an appraisal, my suggestion is, yes, you have one strong reference point, couple of inferior and one superior. REA says you should have a number of them. I normally have somewhere, probably shouldn't say this, but somewhere, you know, between 5 and 10, depending on it, right?
Because you give them too many, they get confused, right? Yeah, they've got to be able to focus on, right, one or two.
Follow the REA, give them a bunch of appraisals, but really print out and the pictures of the individual properties that you're going to be sitting in front of them and discussing. Pick 3 or 4 to mainly concentrate on. But the point of this is that don't spend more than 10 minutes on an appraisal. If you're spending more than 10 minutes on a generic, you know, middle-of-the-way appraisal for a property that there is 30 of them that sold last month, you're doing something wrong.
Everyone's sitting here, though, Diego, and they are going, how does he get all those digital appraisals?
Well, you know, you got to put your money where your mouth is and engage a very good marketing manager. Have a good marketing manager on your team and engage a good digital marketing company that helps you getting those leads, which is easy said than done. Yes. But again, you do everything, you test it, does it work? Yes, good, you keep it, does not work, okay, next, work with someone else.
Good.
But here's the point. Once you start getting those appraisals, don't spend too much time. Concentrate on other things so you can get more appraisals.
Volume versus quality, right?
Correct. Be a machine.
Go.